Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Clayton season has arrived. I know you're excited. I'm excited. Everyone's excited. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
New year, new Bachelor.
That's right. And new Bachelor host in Jesse Palmer, which I didn't realize because Jesse's days were a little before my time that he didn't actually get to live or I guess work in the Bachelor Mansion.
He didn't get the mansion experience until now.
And I think before we get into the star himself, we can call him that now. I guess we have to. Clayton, yep. I do want to talk about Jesse a little bit because we know he's the host now. He's not a special guest like we've mm-hmm. had in the past, year and a half that we've been dealing with this. Yep. So what do we think of new Bachelor host Jesse Palmer?
I guess so far so good. We didn't get a lot of him in this opening. I'm assuming we'll get more as the season goes on, if at close to as involved as Chris Harrison was. We didn't get a ton of him though, enough to judge him, I think, yet in this episode. But I don't, so far so good. And I can't go either way right now.
Yeah, I think the thing that jumped out to me was when he was doing his stand-ups before Clayton got there. And I understand this is sort of the world he comes from. And I don't mean the NFL. I mean more ET, Daily Planet, Daily Mail, like all the entertainment stuff he's done.
Yep.
It seemed very, I'm reporting from the set here, and I'm going to give you the behind the scenes look at the crazy chemistry between these two leading actors. And
so much of his life, like you said, and I think he really channeled Chris Harrison because it was like almost seeing a lot of Chris Harrison's hosting abilities in him. But like you said, I think that's just what he's used to. So that's what he was channeling. He's like, oh, is this just another hosting gig?
Let's hope he doesn't channel Chris too much.
Yeah. Not all of this. Don't channel all of him.
Let's channel the good side because Chris is worth dunking on at this point. But he was a very good host, and he was the conductor for so many seasons.
Yes.
And we have been missing not necessarily him because, you know, clearly we're happy to be rid of him now that we know everything we know. But there is something to be said about it's like a good drummer in a band. You know, someone needs to drive this. And mm-hmm. I don't know if Jesse can be that guy, but if he can mirror Chris Harrison in those ways, it doesn't take a lot just to sort of keep things moving.
I feel like this is an episode that, I mean, it's all scripted, obviously. But like this episode's always so scripted. Like it's always the same with limo entrances, Bachelor, Bachelorette, always the same. You're going to get the same entrances, same lines, introductions, everything. I don't think we can really go off of this episode on the new host.
That's true. And I'll be very curious to see how hands-on he is with some of these dates.
Yes.
Chris would be very heavy-handed in his involvement. So mm-hmm. I'll be curious, is Jesse just like seemingly Tayshia and Caitlin were, where they are just, they walk in, they do their bit, and they walk out?
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait to see, because first we have the introductions. Importantly, what we don't always get, we got an introduction of the star, because normally we know who they are and we've seen them on TV.
We know their family. We know everything about them.
And in this case, We did not. And so what did you think about them sort of doing their contestant style intro for the lead?
It was needed. Like how he says what everyone else is thinking. Like, you only saw 8 minutes of me on The Bachelorette on Michelle's season. So like, if you don't know me, like, obviously that's why. And this is who I am. And I thought it was good that we got to see his mom. I thought that him announcing that to his mom was really cool. But yeah, just knowing, I mean, we still don't know a lot about him, but just getting a little bit, just getting FaceTime with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I mean, that intro was almost the entirety of the amount of time he was on screen throughout yeah. Michelle's season.
Yeah, so as these contestants learn about him, so are we.
We're right there with you, ladies. I did like that they were able to show off his personality right off the bat with, like you said, knocking on the door and holding up the phone, which mm-hmm. clearly he told his father because his father
yeah.
had the cell phone ready to go so they could have the two-camera shoot.
Yeah.
But it just it was that sort of energy, if you will, that we only saw a little bit of on his final episode, mm-hmm. you know, when he was hanging out with the kids and getting his, as you know, we called it his bachelor audition. It was good to just right out of the shoot, like, look, guys, he does indeed have a bit of a personality.
Yeah. He has expressions. He has, he has emotions.
You can see his teeth, which
yes.
I think this is the first time anyone's ever complimented someone's teeth on this
yeah.
Intro episode, but we actually got to see them as opposed yeah. to him just standing there and I'm a big man.
Hopefully in future episodes, he can enunciate just like, what
was that? Oh man. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I had to pause and rewind so many times when he was saying people's names.
Yeah.
And I still didn't get it.
At first, I just had like a bunch of question marks. I was like, what did he say?
I got the wrong name 4 different times because I'm thinking, oh, he said Lindsay? No. Oh, NC.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. He said
Mara? I was
Mara?
Like, since when is there a Debbie? And then I was like, oh, it's Gabby.
He said Kira. Oh, okay. He said Ivana? No, he said Marlena. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that is a perfect note because especially how this franchise hates putting people's names
yeah.
on the screen for us. If you also
if there's
have
ever
lead,
a season,
if you also have a lead who, when they're talking to someone or goes to pull someone and it's like, Simpson, can I kind of talk to you, please?
Yeah.
That's going to make you want to pull your hair out.
Yes.
So we're hoping he's going to get a little better as they
Please.
go through the dailies and say, yeah, Clayton, we can't hear you. Oh, what do you need to fix my mic? No, the mic's fine. We
Just
need to,
what are you saying?
we need to fix your mouth. And
I know you might not think it's an important part, but like what names are you saying?
Are you asking for Lindsay or Gabby? Or somehow when you make Gabby sound like Rachel, only you could do that. So like maybe just
yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure there's not a Debbie. Like, then I was like, okay, so it's Gabby.
Yeah, there's a good chance that he called someone's name and meant to call someone else's, like actually said someone else's
oh,
name.
Yeah, for sure.
Not like in the past where it's like, oh my God, I gave it to the wrong person. Just
yeah.
the wrong other person thought they heard their names. Like, yep, that's me. And he's not going to correct them. But yes, we digress. Yep.
That would be completely understand.
Oh, my God. And so hopefully we get a better enunciation. But in the meantime, we have – I'm guessing then we – so actually, before we get into that, do you think we had 31 women from the start? Or did we have 30 women and then, well, we had some alternates?
That's a good question. I feel like we've had 31 as a number before. So there could have always been 31, but I don't know. Very well could have.
I could go either way.
Alternate, like just quarantine in your in this room. Like we might take you, we might not.
Well, but especially with quarantining and with COVID, like, because what if on the fifth day with some of these people on their second test they pop a positive? Well, yeah. they're done.
Yeah,
and you have a couple of those. All of a sudden, what are you going to go with 26? So you have. It's almost certainly they have some people just sort of twiddling their thumbs as
I would say at least 5 to 10, you would think.
Mm. Yeah. Like maybe the first people ever who are like, oh, I hope they get COVID. I hope they get COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in this case, we literally get something we've never seen before. You know, we're promised this all the time.
I know. And it's usually not always true, but this time it was. We have not seen this before.
And it's tied in with one of those Frankenbites, sort of, where they were teasing us leading up to the season. Oh, my first rose got denied. Oh, my first rose. It didn't really.
Yeah.
It made you think, okay, he chose someone for the first impression rose
and they
turned it down.
Yeah. This it's true in a way, but like not really.
Exactly. So we have Sally, as we're meeting all of these women, the small group that gets their FaceTime before everybody else. Mm-hmm. And Sally's wrapping it up. And when the beginning of her story is, well, today was going to be my wedding day. I mean, literally, she's wearing the red flag.
Yes.
I mean, how could anyone think that she's in any position to go on a date, let alone date the same person as 30 other women?
Like, when you can't even talk without, like, I understand, like, if something had happened and you're, like, totally over it, even if it was that soon, like, if it was, I don't know, like, this whole, like, cheating scandal or something, and, like, you were just past all your feelings, but she couldn't even get a word out without bawling her eyes out. So, like,
if you can't talk about it,
your answer
probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, and I shouldn't say for some reason, we know the reason. They want good television. They say, hey, we're going to have you go and talk to the Bachelor. And it was so funny with her saying, like,
Your wedding day going to be again? Okay. This is when we're starting shooting.
I can't leave without talking to Clayton. Like, you mean meeting him? Don't make it seem like this is something you've done before. You've never met the dude and you feel like you need to go to his hotel room. What? This whole situation was so bizarre, and he was in the worst situation. I mean, you want to talk about setting someone up to fail. And this is almost something I would have expected them to do with Matt too, because they seemingly did everything against Matt that they could. They're like, we're just going to throw everything.
Like, honestly, that poor guy.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Matt, here are a bunch of knives we're throwing in the air. You have to catch them. I'm like, wait, hold on. And so,
and by the way, you've never been on the show.
So. Right. And so for Clayton, they're like, we're going to try to start this off on the wrong foot. Hey, here's this person you've never met who is supposed to be getting married today. I mean, the only way they could have done this better is if they had her show up in a wedding dress to meet him, to decide, I don't know if I should be here because this was what I was going to wear. And here's, by the way, the entire itinerary for the wedding. Let me run through that. We were going to have first dance at this time. We were going to have.
Well, that's basically what she was saying.
Oh, my God. And so this guy, bless his heart.
Did we know the time frame? Like, because you could have been engaged for 2 years and then, like, I don't think
she just said it was quick.
Did they call off the wedding a month before this, or was it like a year before this and you're just still not over it?
The fact that she
specifically
mentioned that they got engaged quickly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was all quick. Like,
yeah.
Break off the engagement.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Oh, my God, it's in 2 months. Oh, never mind. Let's go on The Bachelor. That seems like good for your mental health. And so Clayton would have had every bit right to just like do an office style look to the camera and be like, is this for real? But instead was super sweet with this girl and saying how he feels a connection, which there's no way he did, but yeah. It was wonderful for him to say that. And for him to say, okay, wait here a minute, as in, where else do you think he's going, by the way? Like, you, Sally here could have easily stopped him and said, listen, I appreciate it, but I am just here to say goodbye. But you let this dude go and get a rose and bring it back and try to give it to you. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, this... And you have her outside, the already given her phone back, and she's talking to God knows who about, oh, I was so ready to leave, but why did you have to give me a rose? Like, what is happening?
Yeah. I thought, like, they did make it seem, I thought at one point that she was going to take it and then show up and everyone was going to hate her and she'd have a target and she'd break down and be like, actually, I'm going home. Like, that's how I thought it was going to play out, because I was like, you're gonna show up already with a rose, like that's perfect, like everyone's gonna hate you. So that's how I thought it was going to go. And then she was, because she was saying, she's like, I can't, he's incredible, he's the nicest guy, blah blah blah. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's actually gonna stay and accept it and then walk in with the target on her back and everyone's gonna want to go after her. But she just shut it down there, then and there.
And you know the producers were just like throwing things when she decided to leave. Because that exact situation that you just described, I bet they had that storyboarded.
Oh, 100%.
In the back room. And because now that you say that, I'm like, well, we know what they were looking for. I actually didn't even think that far ahead. I just knew they wanted drama. But that is exactly...
That's exactly how what they wanted. And they were just going to... And everyone was going to hate her for no reason, even though she was probably very sweet. That's what I thought was going to happen. And then I thought she was going to last 1 week because she couldn't handle the stress and then go home.
Or even if she went, work for the show. Yeah, seriously. Hey guys, we're available. And even if she went to the first day and then decided to leave before the rose ceremony, that would suffice as, oh, the first person who I gave a rose to rejected me.
Yeah.
This did not fit that bill. I'm sorry. No. I mean, I understand.
This was, oh my gosh, I feel bad. What do I do? Someone give me a rose quick.
Exactly. And I understand we're literally in the world of let's make a mountain out of a molehill. But this was like the perfect example of, did he really get rejected? I mean... He was really just giving her a lifeline to try to be like, listen, you came out here, you're trying to move on. You seem like, I guess you have a pulse. I don't know. there are going to be 29 or 30 other women. Come on. Let's just, really, you're going to leave before I even get a chance to go through the limo entrances. And still, no, I'm sorry. You're the greatest guy I've ever met in the world, and there's chemistry. Yeah, but I can't do this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sally.
I thought I could, but I can't.
Yeah.
I know. And thanks, Sally.
Yeah, great job. You're a real Sally. With an E. Ugh, who does that? I mean, come on. I'd like to apologize to all Sallys with an E out there. Not meant to offend by any. Yeah. Please do not.
Write. No offense.
Yeah, exactly. Address all hate letters to Katie Wade.
Yeah.
So we got...
My bad.
Right, exactly. This is basically what Sally said on the way out. Oh, well, yeah. You're cool, but... and then you can already tell Clayton's in the mood because he says, and I mean mood of being the bachelor, of, can I walk you out to the door of my room? He started down the...
Like, can I give you a hug? Like,
he's got all the things that you're supposed to say.
This is a stranger. Like, you just went to a stranger's hotel room to say you're leaving.
He's like, all right, so anytime I kick someone out or they're leaving, I have to say, can I walk you out? All right, cool. So like, can I walk you out of my room? Which we
just
met
walked into because I don't even, like, honestly, if you left, I wouldn't have even known.
And so Sally goes away, but Clayton, he's pumped up. He's ready to roll. He's game time. Rock on. We have 30 new women. Which entrances were your favorite?
Let's see. There weren't any like crazy ones, which I thought there would have been. I mean, the one that brought a quote unquote wing woman, Rachel, that was interesting.
I think with Holly, you knew she wasn't on the season, clearly.
Obviously.
But I did think once she started talking about, oh, I'm here for the other bachelor, the elderly one.
Yeah, I think that was foreshadowing.
Yeah, they've been trying to get this show off the air since obviously well before COVID. And then obviously it was big stop. We'll take chances with the younger folks, but we're not about to, you know, try to kill 30 people. Yeah. But then the last season they started showing the casting notices again. Like, hey, if you know someone. You know,
I think we're going to see Holly again.
I really thought they were going to use Holly as sort of what they call in the biz as a backdoor pilot of, no pun intended with it being a pilot. Yes, pilot, not by that line. And then like, oh, you know, almost Jesse will be like, you can see Holly on Bachelor later in life or something like that. And
he like jumps in front of Clay and was like, starting in March.
Set those DVRs. Okay, Clayton, get back to that. I thought that was the most unique because it literally was. Like, we've never seen an elderly person come out and introduce another person into the show before.
As a wing woman.
And I think this is the first time we've seen so many people, because every time they have the small group, which are just don't bring anything to the table. So they're like, we'll flip through these really quick. Mm-hmm. I think this is the most that we've seen where they're just like, yeah, we're going to give you like seven in a row. And you being us, with no context towards what kind of person they are at all. Put their name on the board. It's just boom, 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 boom. Like, usually it's like two or three. And it seemed like it was like six.
We didn't get a lot of like background packages.
No.
I think only like three, maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
Maybe. It was definitely a low number.
And even the people who were, you know, going the extra mile, you know, Kira shows up and she's got just her lab coat on. And I think, well, okay. Like, that's not the most ridiculous thing we've seen, but she's actually
a
doctor.
That's an impression.
It's an impression. She's actually a doctor. Like, I feel like that's something that in past seasons, guy or girl, they would show up and do that and try to play the, like, I want to give you a physical. And then underneath it would be, you know, wannabe social media influencer or something. Or, yeah, like, part-time bartender at kids' parties or something. Yeah. You know, it would just be the most random thing that you could think of.
Yeah. But I think it's so funny. Like, the majority of these people, because prior to tonight, I went on our Instagram and I followed all of the contestants that were from night one. And, like, it's just so funny to see that they all have, like, less than 2,500 when it starts. There's a couple that had like 25,000, like a lot of them had less than 3,000. It's just funny to see how much they skyrocket after the show so that they can become influencers.
The biggest observation for me, we know why a large majority of people come on this show. It's not a secret. Yep. It's fine. It's like, it's like an open secret. And that's the only reason we have to say secret is because you can't actually talk about it on the show.
Yeah. Otherwise, you just know it's there.
You just know it's there. Perfect. And this is the largest percentage of people that I've seen on any season ever. Bachelor, Bachelorette, say it to your heart, whatever the hell it's called.
Listen to your heart.
Listen to your heart, sing it to your heart, whatever. This is the largest percentage of people who I just immediately, as soon as they step out of the limo, I'm just like, they have no interest in actually being here. None.
Yeah.
I
probably
mean,
like 95.
Yeah. And I shouldn't say they don't want to be there. They clearly want to be there, but they only want
to
be
there for
the
right reasons.
Yeah. And the right reasons for them is, hey, I want to get 50,000 followers, basically.
Yeah.
And those people probably, having not seen them like you have, I'm guessing the people that already have big followers probably already hired like a marketing firm. And those are probably fake followers. And you will see a bunch of these between now and finale do that exact same thing. They're going to pick up a lot of organic ones, people like you and me, mm-hmm. and the wonderful people listening. But then you're going to have, okay, well, we need to get you a boost so that when you're off the show, you know, you're only going to get this, you know, home chef read if you're over 50,000. So we're going to need to get you over 50,000. And overnight, they're going to go up 30,000 followers. And you're like, oh, wow, yeah. How did that happen? Oh, my God. You're so popular.
Oh, my gosh. You have so many fans.
Hashtag partner, you know?
Yeah.
It just... you know, I understand that's where the money is for so many of these people. Certainly, you would think not the doctor or Daria, the Yale law student who somehow didn't end up making the cut. And I don't understand that. And this isn't a deal with like, what's his name? Harvard dude, like who you could tell was a douche. Bennett, thank you. Like Daria. Yeah, exactly. Daria seemed legitimately impressive and without sounding like so many of the people that, oh, I went to here. Like, she actually, I don't even know that she really mentioned it to him. Whereas Bennett, like the first thing he mentions is, oh, hi, you're who? Oh, great. I went to Harvard. Oh, my name. I mean, I'm Harvard.
Sorry, Bennett. So
I don't know how someone like Daria doesn't end up making the cut, but that's just me. Yeah. Maybe she should have.
We always lose at least one, like, probably good egg in the first night that we don't get to see. Like Grocery Store Joe.
I mean, listen, could Daria be the next Grocery Store Joe? Maybe. But she also might actually just want to go be a lawyer now. I don't know that she's going to be like, hey, let me go to Mexico now instead of, you know, she's got to go study for the bar or whatever people much smarter than me have to do after they go to law school. I don't know how all that works, but because I'm not very smart. And that's the thing. Daria is.
You go, Daria.
You know, they had a fun 1-2 punch with the little kitty car and then the monster truck right after it with Cassidy and Shanae. Like that was a fun 1-2 punch, but I also didn't think either of them really crushed the entry. And actually in this case, I pun intended because I'm assuming Shanae too.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, this is great. I'm going to destroy this car. And then just sort of bumps it forward.
We didn't get the reaction, I think that
like,
they were hoping for.
Yeah, like you have like bone crusher, and I can't crush a plastic car.
Yeah,
cool. And the girls even tried to make that a thing. Oh my god, she ruined her entrance. Did she? She literally did not.
She tapped it.
Seriously, I mean, I've. like run into walls in my house with more force than she hit that little plastic car. So I don't think she really ruined anything.
Yeah, I think they wanted it to be a bigger deal than it actually was.
Seriously. And I guess the only the Nate, if you look, was Nate the one that came up in the bed, or was that Brandon? I confer. Was Brandon the bed, or was Nate the bed? It was a Brandon, wasn't it?
Brandon.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess the closest thing to that was Samantha, who came up in the tub, mm-hmm. except she didn't even make the cut. So
I know. What a shame.
I know.
Probably for the best, though. Honestly.
Probably for the best. I don't think there were really anything else.
No, it's Jane in mostly the classic Jane. Car, who was a cougar, I guess, at 33.
Oh my God, I wanted to throw something at my TV.
We had Kate, who brought shots to him.
And so, you know what? Good way of using nips, by the way. We should each hold one on my nips.
That was a clever one. So fun fact about her is she works at the Oppenheim Group from Selling Sunset.
Really?
So she works in the office that the show is filmed.
Has she been on the show?
I don't think so. I think that there was a story a couple of weeks ago, because there's some people starting to make TikToks of other real estate people who work there, who just aren't like it. They make it look like only those, whatever, six, eight girls.
Right, but eight. Clearly more people work there.
Right. So it's like really probably like 25 people who work there. So she is, I mean, it does just says like real estate agent in LA or something. But her Instagram is, if you look in her bio, she is a realtor at the Oppenheim Group.
Mm, interesting. Okay.
It'd be a great crossover if I
did. Oh my God. You want to talk about ABC like falling over themselves.
Yeah.
But like that's clever. But overall, clever. I thought sort of tame.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm not complaining. Yep. It's just usually you have someone that goes like way over the top, and when the most over the top thing is like home in a bathtub.
Okay. Yeah. Not too much. Fun fact about Gabby.
Ooh.
She also dated Dean and Blake.
Blake Horseman.
The one from, what's it called?
Blake H, I believe we prefer.
Yeah, Blake H.
Interesting. I mean, does that like automatically disqualify her from being able to go far?
Well, I guess it was a long time ago. I think she dated Blake before he was even part of Bachelor Nation.
How dare she?
I think like 2015 or something, he said. And then they were talking, he was talking about her something, and Dean was like, oh, wait, how do you know Kathy? And, or Blake's that, and Dean was like, oh, she was my girlfriend in college, like, we were in love.
Oh, Jesus. So she's got great taste in men. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So. Well, that is a fantastic nugget. And Clayton, show off those 40 speeds and just run.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I thought it was cute that he like went in because he was so excited and he's like, I'm so excited that you're here. All right, I'm gonna go back out now. Like I thought that was a good move.
And I think he needed to do things like that. He needed to do that. He needed to, before the people are pulling up, you know, usually everyone's so prim and proper. And for him to, you know, he acts like he's about to run out to on a football field and he's psyching himself up. Like those are the things that he's gonna need to do, because I'm sure when you're listening to this, the ratings are gonna be out and they're probably not gonna be great, because everybody and their mother has been predicting that these aren't gonna be great.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just setting low expectations, but they're probably gonna be pretty awful and they're gonna need something to sell. And I mean, they've already made the decision, hey, we're going to sell, here's the finale.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
But stick around, because you have to see how this drama unfolds to get to this moment where basically everybody in the finale.
His first rose was rejected.
Yeah, exactly. That everybody in the finale is broken on the floor. So you're going to want to see how we get to that point. And I think they're going to need more than just that idea. So things like him just being excited and being more than those 8 minutes that we saw on Michelle's season, those are the moments that they're going to keep having so that people maybe do say, hey, he's not too bad.
Yeah. I have to say I was pleasantly surprised so far with one episode. It wasn't as boring as I thought it was going to be. So I guess that's saying something.
I agree. And I think if he continues to convince the doubters, and we are two of them, then that's how you maybe get from, you know, the worst ratings ever to just sort of bad ratings, which I'm sure all ABC is looking for at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, and this show is so cheap to produce. You know, everybody that's calling for the death of any of these franchises, I think, always forgets that the bar they need to clear for this to be successful is so low. Because it costs nothing to make.
Yeah.
You pay the lead next to nothing. Now you're paying a host next to nothing compared to what you were paying Chris Harrison. And obviously you're paying these women next to nothing to be there. This is dirt cheap to produce. So they just need to be from embarrassingly low to just sort of low.
Yeah.
And well, I'm with you. I think 2 hours in, think he's at least passed the test of.
Yeah. Didn't completely hate it.
Yeah. And I think that he
will continue to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Because there was ever a question of that. But I will say I was sort of dreading the idea of him having to carry a whole season, not because he's a bad dude, just we didn't see anything out of him that ever made us think, oh yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know.
And I 2 hours in, I think he might actually be a fun bachelor.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, especially if we can just out of the top be like, okay, guys, let's figure out what this is. As much as he seems genuine about wanting to be married with kids, it's probably not how this is going to go.
Yeah.
But we're going to have some crazy shit happen to get to that point. And yep, that's what we're all here for anyways. So, okay, he might actually be pretty good at that.
Do it.
Yeah. And I think one, as we go through the people that are staying and that we're going to see going forward, you have to start with first impression Rose. Mm-hmm. And that's Teddy, who love wants her to make him into his teddy bear.
Yeah. I love her. I think she's awesome.
But she does bring the illustrious V card, who everybody, anytime you're on the season,
TV gold,
that's obviously going to be the focus. How do you think she broaches that subject with him? Because, I mean, the way he was talking about the chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's not going to be expecting it, I don't think.
I mean, we already know he clearly is all good with being intimate and quickly. So, and with multiple women. So at some point, this is going to have to be talked about, and all the leads to this point have handled it appropriately. I'm sure he will too, but You think it comes from her? Do you think she mentions up to one of the other women and, well, did you know this about Teddy? Or I'm surprised you're hanging out with her so much given how inexperienced she is.
You should send her home. I think she gets the chance to tell him. I would think, hopefully.
And so I'm with you. I think she deserved the first impression Rose, and I imagine we're going to see her for a while. Whether he gets intimate with her or not, I mean, I guess we'll have to find out. That would be all.
Yeah.
What a story. The other thing is, every year we're sitting here and we're talking about, well, you can't tattle on other people. But we've now had multiple times where I have to sit here and be like, actually, in this case, it's not so bad.
Yeah, and it's okay.
It's okay. And you had Serene. Is that, am I saying that right? Right? Serene.
Yeah.
And everyone is saying, oh, he should know, he should know, he should know. But she's the one that steps up and actually tells him. Ended up being the right decision.
Yes. I was okay with that decision. Because I mean, Claire was clearly like, she wasn't, it's not like she was hinting at things. Like, she was basically like, I don't like him. Like, I hated our conversation. I don't see anything. Like, I don't want America's Sweetheart. Like,
right.
Good for me.
And tonight, you know, I was talking about how, you know, 90% of these women are all pipers or whatever, you know, they just want the followers. But she's a whole nother ball game. I mean, clearly she only wanted there to be the villain, but I guess she thought, why wait to get into the house and try to be the villain? Let me just, in the middle of these women who are fawning over the lead, which you're supposed to do, because, you know, Listen, that's why we're here, folks.
I think she kind of figured it out that he wasn't really into her during the whole wing thing, and he ended up going with another girl because he was like, all right, see you later. She was like, I better go through my playbook right now.
And boy, did she ever.
Memorable.
I mean, talk about burning it down. I mean, usually, as the script goes, how was your time with him? Oh, it's so great. He's incredible. Oh my God. And then I'm like, yeah, it kind of sucked.
Yeah,
I hate him. There's no vibe.
Everyone was like, what?
How
dare you say that about our man?
I guess kudos for committing to the role.
Yeah.
I mean, is there ever even, I'm going to say this, but I know the answer. Is there even a reason for her to show up to Paradise?
I mean, she probably will.
Of course. And that's
no. No,
because as I say it, I 100% know she's going to be there. But do we really need her there?
No.
Because she's going to go there, and under her name in Paradise, it's going to be, you know, hates Clayton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I already know it. You can see it. Her in Mexico getting it, you know, introducing to whoever's being the host, and it's going to say...
We really missed our calling about...
Yeah, seriously. It's going to be Claire, and underneath be like, hates Clayton. And then she's going to go down, she's going to hate everybody, and she'll have a faux relationship with someone, bounce around a bit, and then flip everyone That's off it. And leave and try to be like a poor man's version of one of like the fun narrators. And it's just going to be like, no, I don't think you got it. And this is a place where there have been some bad Claires, but you're at the bottom of that, which is saying something in these parts.
That's a lot.
Right? Anything else from the, like, Tessa, whose asset spelled backwards?
I mean, that was clever, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, we had a snake. That was really it. Pretty tame, like you said.
You know, Claire had this potential, I guess, to really be someone to blow things up, but sort of got done with that. Obviously, these people know what they're doing. Had Tessa, who was talking about, I don't belong here. Oh, my God, I'm so out of place. Oh, this is where... To, she gets a rose. Oh, my God, everything's great. This is where to... Cheers to the most supportive group of women ever. And then everybody hates everybody. And you're fake and you're fake and get your name out of my mouth. And
stop talking.
It is going to be trusting them here, because all we'd see is people on the floor crying. It is going to be knockout, drag everyone into hell of Bachelor and like see if anyone's standing at the end. I mean, this is just going to be
the most dramatic season ever.
Yes, it certainly is. I mean, when you have Jesse Palmer practicing it, you know it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nothing like you've ever seen before.
And I actually think it might be.
It might be.
I mean, we joke about this every year.
If it's not too much Frankenbiting, I think.
Because it never rarely delivers. It's every so. I really think, especially jumping off the way we did with already seeing multiple things that we've never seen before, it might actually be a season like we've never seen before. And when you're 26 seasons in, that's part of the joke. It's almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
Clayton, of all people, might be the person to deliver it. It's wild.
Only time will tell.
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, there'll be plenty of Clayton to talk about. Other than the new star, is there, there anything else going on out there?
Not a ton over the holiday weeks. Michelle and Nate went out for New Year's Eve. And... ended up hanging out with Joe. Jesus. So, and they posted a picture, a selfie together. So I guess Nate and Joe are still really good friends and they talk a lot, but they basically said, obviously when you run in the same circles of being from the same place, you're going to run into each other. So they've kept everything really civil and call each other friends. And so probably not the first time we're going to see that, but it's a little weird.
Right?
When you were so quote-unquote serious with Joe not too long ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Demi came out today and said she's been having a lot of mental health breakdowns and is hoping to seek therapy. So hopefully she gets the help she needs. But she said she just is in a really bad space. Crying all the time, just having breakdowns like every hour. So, and posted about it. And she even said, like, my ego hates for me to post this. But she is about to seek help for the help she needs. So hopefully she gets that. Cause it's a tough thing. No matter if you're a fan of hers or not, like, you don't
know, absolutely
want to go through that, obviously. And then Amanda Klutz and Michael A are possibly a couple.
Stop it.
Have you not seen the story?
No.
Well, it's on our Facebook page, but, after talking a lot over Instagram, I guess they finally met up and had dinner and drinks. They're not confirmed to be dating, but they feel very comfortable with each other and bonding over a lot of similar experiences. Obviously, a lot of fans are just like, they need to be together. I hope this is an actual relationship. But basically, they just posted a selfie. The selfie is like he has a hand on her. I don't know.
Oh, but
hey. Seems like it was just dinner and drinks. But the pictures and a lot of other things seem like it could be a little bit more. So,
I mean, would anybody have an issue with that?
I don't think so.
They seem like they'd be a great pair.
So hopefully that turns into something successful. But that's all I have.
All you have is if that's not a big deal. I mean, you posted it 2 hours ago acting like I should. Look at that. 2 hours ago. Look at that timestamp.
Oh, did I post it 2 hours ago?
But anyways,
no.
At BachelorPadcast or facebook.com/BachelorPadcast, however you find your social media pages, you can find that story there. And they just look cute together. Oh, that needs to happen. That is a thing.
I know. I'm okay with it.
Well, listen, that is the perfect way to end this episode. We will be back again next week talking about Clayton, who's going to be the greatest bachelor of all time now. We're talking ourselves into it. Let's go. Let's stay positive.
We have to watch regardless, so make it a good one.
Just make it entertaining, please. Katie, thank you as always.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.